from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I hope Matt's okay with it. Is anyone really asked? What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. You know what we forgot to mention? All of our football coverage today is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. So, Doc, we opened the show talking about college football. Florida State has dropped out of the AP Top 25 after an 0-2 start.
You think?
Probably shouldn't be a surprise, right?
Not at all.
Virginia Tech... Mm-hmm. Was supposed to, and some people's Pat McAfee was preaching them for the college football playoff. Mm-hmm. Matt Berry was as well on ESPN last week.
Mm-hmm.
They're not out of it, but boy, was that a disappointing start to the season, losing at Vanderbilt, down 17-0 at the half. Yes, they made the comeback, mm-hmm. eventually losing in overtime, and yes, their starting quarterback was hurt, but as 13.5-point favorites, it's kind of hoping for a little bit more from Virginia Tech.
Yeah, you've lost the ability to control your destiny so far.
Yeah.
You're not out of it, though.
No, and that's the good news about a 12-team playoff.
There you go.
You can lose one game early on. Maybe you can even lose two games.
There you go.
As long as you're good the rest of the way, and that's quite the problem. All right, I mentioned this earlier, teased this, promoted this. So ESPN did, through their Football Power Index thing and their simulations, 20,000 simulations of the NFL season. But they chose one in particular to write about. So they simulate the full slate 20,000 times, and they chose simulation number 515.
You want to know
what it spit out? I'm going to give
Tell
you a couple
the Dallas
highlights.
Cowboys did something.
Well, you're going to, I think, like this. I think you're going to like this. The Cowboys did make the playoffs. But they lost in a blowout again, falling 37-14 to the San Francisco 49ers in the divisional playoffs. They did not win the division. The Eagles, who were 6-6 heading into week 13 and two games behind Dallas, made a comeback and actually won a tiebreaker and beat Dallas in week 17, 22-10. In which they sacked Dak Prescott all sorts of ways and won the NFC East title via a head-to-head tiebreaker. How about that? How do you like them apples? But then the Eagles, Doc, as the 2 seed, had their season end to who? Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears.
Now I know it's make-believe.
The Bears beat the Eagles 23-17 in the wild card, then lost in the divisional round to the Detroit Lions 27-16 in this simulation. However, one more for you before we get to the Commanders. You know what they simulated the Atlanta Falcons and Kirk Cousins and our guy Raheem Morris to be?
Now that one you might get me off beat.
Want to take a guess real quick?
Record-wise?
Record-wise, yeah. Would you say 6-11 or 11-6?
11-6.
Wrong. 6-11.
Okay.
And Michael Penix starting games by the end of the year. Now, as for the Commanders, they had the Commanders, Patriots, Panthers, and Vikings all at 4-11 entering the final week of the season. The final 2 weeks of the season. That's all you need to know.
Okay.
Bottom line, top five draft pick, if that's the way it works out. I'll have more on that for you coming up, probably tomorrow. But I wanted to get that in because
long
we mentioned
as Clay,
that.
Clay and the Cowboys are okay with it, then it's good.
Yeah.
Then I know that it's worth it.
I mean, listen, again, this is one simulation, one out of 20,000. One out of 20,000. By the way, I forgot to mention, they had the Commanders as finishing with the number two overall pick again.
Again,
right,
yeah.
Behind the Vikings and the number one overall pick, who you might think, well, let's take quarterback, right? But they just drafted a quarterback in J.J. McCarthy, who spent the year, of course, injured. So the Commanders finished once again in this one simulation with the number two overall pick and therefore the number two, the second worst record in the NFL. Again, for whatever it's worth, which
well,
is probably not much.
An offensive lineman.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Doc, wrapping up, clean up on aisle three. Do you know what happened over the weekend here in Washington?
Well, I heard a guy that was wore some plastic shoes into a five-star steakhouse.
Well, that happened too, okay. But I'll do you one on the field.
Okay.
Despite the debut of Darren Baker, despite, I don't even know how to say the guy's name, Brazizi or whatever his name is, it doesn't matter. The Nationals, who lost the first two games of the series, then said, you know what? We're going to do you one better. We're going to commit 3,000 errors and lose 14-1 to the Chicago Cubs, who, granted, have been on a bender, but 14-1 to the Chicago Cubs to get swept.
Yikes.
Davey Martinez was pissed, as he should have been.
Yeah.
Defense was terrible all game long. Really and honestly, the defense has been very, very, very spot. I don't know what all the metrics and all the analytics would say. I know this. Jacob Young's awesome in center field. Everyone else stinks. It just has not been good in the second half of the season.
Can't argue. He is amazing. CJ's in a little bit of a slump.
A little bit. You know who was still good though? Dylan Cruz hit a second home run over the weekend.
You think he's adapted?
The future is here, man.
Yeah,
Dylan
man.
Cruz, Tania Chaparro, Darren Baker, James Wood, Yepez.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever Abrams turns out. And Abrams is all the way down to 244, Doc. He has not been good since the All-Star break. Garcia is still hitting 290. You know, Ruiz has had a little bit of a bounce back. Jacob Young, who we just mentioned, and is hitting almost 260. This team is not far off, but, man, they got to get better at base running and fielding to give themselves a chance.
Basics. And I think that's easier to accomplish than getting the next Nolan Ryan.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
and while everybody's focusing on, hey, man, how can they bring Juan Soto back? Juan Soto.
This is little
you know what?
Pieces.
Can we just bring in a better fundamental baseball team?
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Can we please do that?
Rizzo.
I mean,
yeah.
Tonight they open up a series against the even worse Miami Marlins, who they swept in a four-game series in Miami. They swept them also here in Washington. I don't remember if there was another series in between that. I think there was, but honestly, I don't exactly remember the results of that series. But I know they won the first seven games of the season series against the Marlins, something I'm sure you'll hear on the broadcast tonight. 6:40, the first pitch. 6:10, the pregame coverage over on 106.7, The Fan. And, of course, on the always live and free Odyssey app. Tonight, again, the Nats taking on the Miami Marlins. Now, at Lone Depot Park, they have the ability to be closed roof, right? Which all stadiums should have.
Amen.
So weather should not be a problem. But it's not going to be anyway. Even if they keep the roof open, and the roof might be open, did you know it's only going to be a high of 85 degrees at game time in early September in Miami with a 7% chance of precipitation? for the Nats and the Marlins. How about them apples? Mm.
Will we get a chance to see Zion throw out a first pitch this year?
No.
Anywhere? We won't?
No.
Okay.
No. Today's game day, nobody wants him. Today's game day weather is presented by Pepco. Storm season is here, and we know a little prep makes a big difference. Get storm informed at pepco.com/stormprep. And that, my friends, is how you do a little cleanup on aisle three.
Clean up in aisle three.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.